Hey, this is Eric for ReviewFix.com. I'm here with Andrew Rubino, the combat designer for Thor: God of Thunder for the Xbox 360 and PS3. So, what can you tell us about the game so far? You know, it's a few months away from release, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's not a few months. May 3rd. We're weeks away.
Weeks away.
So, Thor is an action game based, obviously, on the Marvel superhero and the upcoming movie in the comics. Just a quick overview is we're following a different storyline than the movie is. We have our own unique storyline written by Matt Fraction. And in summation, Thor is tricked by Loki into unleashing Man-God, who, if you're not familiar with, is one of the most powerful villains Thor has. And Man-God goes right back to Asgard to wreck it up, and Thor has to travel through the nine worlds to get back home so we can stop Man-God from destroying everything.
What was the experience like working with Matt Fraction, and how much input does he have? What is it like collaborating when you guys have to maybe limit or kind of mold what he can do based on the technology available?
Sure, well, obviously it's a give and a take. Matt's written a ton of great comic books, so he knows what he's doing in that arena. But there's a lot of things with games that, you know, restrictions both in terms of what the tech can do from a budgetary concern from what would be fun. I did not work with him directly myself, but I do know that there was a lot of back and forth on the story. You know, he'd have a version, we'd have some suggestions, there'd be revisions back and forth, but for the most part, it was a pretty easy process. You know, it was nice, we came up with something that everybody was happy with.
Now, I have to say, from what I've seen from the game, it looks gorgeous.
It really does.
The graphics are phenomenal looking. But, you know, aside from the graphics, what can you tell us, you know, about the combat, which is your kind of field?
Area of expertise.
Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I'll be quick because there's a lot to talk about. So combat in Thor has four basic pillars. The first, of course, is melee combat. Now, you can't talk about Thor without talking about his hammer, Mjolnir, and so he's got a ton of different melee moves, but we try to keep it accessible. So you don't have to memorize any one combo change, you don't have to, you know, hit the button 17 times to get something different. We try to keep it that you can go see the movie, come back, play the game, feel powerful right away. That said, Thor over in total has like 50 different moves. So there's a lot of depth there, a lot of different things you can do, learning tactics for when to use this move or that move, what enemy's vulnerable to what, plenty to go with there. Thor also has his iconic hammer throw. It's probably the most iconic thing Thor does, classic. And at any time, you hit the button, Thor spins the hammer over his head, and you can blow enemies away from long distance. Super powerful, and a lot of fun. We have also a lot of different versions of those too, not just, you know, he doesn't just throw it one way, we've got a couple. Thor is, you know, he's a god of thunder, he's got control over the storm. For us, we break that up in three elements, lightning, thunder, and wind. Whenever you like, hit that button, you're always going to unleash really powerful, really devastating elemental attacks. But we also use those elements in his basic combo, so it's not like you don't see lightning or thunder anywhere else. That's part of who Thor is. He's using that stuff all the time. And finally, and what we're really proud of is our grapple system. So Thor puts the hammer down, still a superhuman, super, super strong, very powerful character, and we wanted to show that off. So you can grapple any enemy in the game. We've got enemies that are your height, twice your height, four times your height, massive enemies. And you can grapple all of them. But when you grapple them, it's not like you just hit the button, watch a movie, and then it's over. When you grapple somebody, you've got a choice. What do you want to do? You want to hit them with your hammer, you want to blast them with lightning, you want to throw them across the room, and on really, really big enemies, you also have the ability to grapple them in different places. So I might grapple a giant on his chest, you know, slam Mjolnir into it, then jump to his head and bring lightning down on his face. And that's all up to me and how I want to play. And that was important, particularly against really big enemies, because Thor obviously fights huge enemies all the time, and we want to make you feel like you're engaged, you know, I'm not just whacking at that guy's ankles, you know, I'm really fighting this guy toe-to-toe. I'm equally powerful. I'm really can get in this guy's face and do major damage. And that's kind of combat in a nutshell.
Are all the enemies that much bigger than Thor? Or is it, you know, some guys?
Most of them are.
Okay.
Anybody who's your height or smaller is fodder. You can just completely crush those guys. Because you're Thor. I mean, come on.
Is that because the story of the game all takes place in Thor's kind of neck of the woods, or most of it?
For us, we stick to going to the various, some of the nine worlds that are for Thor's north background. So you start in Asgard, which you'll see in the movie. You'll see Niflheim, which is in the movie. And then there's also Vanaheim and Muspelheim, which are totally brand new. And so you're fighting enemies, you're not fighting mad scientists and bank robbers. You're fighting demons and giants and trolls and a lot of these fantastical mythical creatures that are very unique to Thor.
How did you guys go about making these various creatures different from one another and diverse so that the gameplay experience doesn't get stale?
Well, from a visual standpoint, obviously the comics have shown some of these enemies before, so we're able to bring that. Marvel also provided us with a really great world Bible where they talked about, you know, here's kind of the stories for these worlds, these characters, here's what they'd like. But a lot of it was, you know, we sat down, we thought about what makes sense for these characters, how do they all fit together, looking at the world that they were all in. And that's when it came up, and I got to give props to our team. I mean, they really did a great job in giving us a lot of variety in how our guides look. From a gameplay perspective, that was my bag. And, you know, I tried to make sure that you're having different combat experiences all the time. That, you know, when you fight a Skraling who's got a gun, he can't play anything like an Ice Golem who has no gun at all. You know, it feels very different. That's a very obvious difference. But I try to make sure that everywhere you go, you're fighting different kinds of enemies that require different things from you and provide different challenges.
I don't want to get negative, but some previous Sega comic book games have left gamers a little bit disappointed.
Okay.
What can you tell potential gamers and consumers is going to be different about this game?
Well, look, I'll start with this. You played the game, right?
Yeah.
You played those other games? Clearly, we try to make sure that we made a really compelling game experience. I can't speak to the development of those other games. I mean, obviously, you know, there were problems that people found with them. You know, what are you going to do? For our end, we looked and we said, okay, well, we don't want to just make a movie game. We're not just saying, okay, the movie's coming out, let's cash in, we'll make a game. We want to make a game that was, even if we switch the character around, you go, okay, this is still a fun gameplay experience. And so we focused on making combat really feel strong, feel really, really good. But we also focused on, it's still a Thor game. You want to feel like you're Thor, doing things that Thor would do. And so our goal was, if you're a gamer, you're going to pick it up, you're going to say, oh, okay, this feels good, this feels tight, there's a lot of variety here, I feel like there's a lot of meat on this. If you're not, you're a comic fan, you can go, well, you know what, all the cool stuff that Thor can do in the comics, I can do in this game. And so hopefully everyone will be really happy.
As far, you know, we talked about gamers, as far as appealing to comic book fans, obviously there's a story, you know, we know the main characters. Can you listen on some of the characters without spoiling the story?
No problem. So there's a lot of characters that are from the comics that aren't in the movie that will be in the game. Surtur, Ymir, Ulick, Mangog are just some of the enemies you're going to fight. That obviously, if you're familiar with the comics, all those names should be. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the typical world challenge of Thor. And obviously, Loki is always lurking in the background, so he will show up as well.
A lot of, comic book games that have come out from various companies always seem to throw in like a surprise cameo or stuff like that.
Sure.
Any chance we can expect anything like that?
Well, I don't want to give anything away. I can safely say that. We have a lot of guys from the movie who do show up, so you'll see Odin and Sif and Balder and characters like that. We also have some costumes that might be some surprises for people. You can unlock Ultimate Thor from the Ultimate line of comics, and also Thor and the Destroyer armor, which that's pretty cool because Thor hasn't done that often, but it's a very cool, very striking visual.
Any chance we'll get to see the classic Jack Kirby costume?
Unfortunately, no. But the movie Thor is pretty close to that original model, so it was, we wanted to make sure that we brought in some very different books.
Now, what can we expect as far as online and maybe DLC stuff, additional stuff going forward, achievements?
Well, I can't speak to DLC right now. I can talk about, obviously we have achievements and trophies, there's a ton of different stuff. We've got achievements for performing really well in combat, finding secrets. So, you know, if you're looking for some interesting achievements, I think we got them. We also have something I should mention that's along the same lines. We have something we call the feat system. And the feat system is separate from achievements and trophies. It's a set of alternate objectives that you can choose to do or not. And if you do, then you get valor, which is our currency for buying new powers. And that's stuff like finding secret collectibles or, you know, destroying enemies in very specific ways. So, again, if you're a gamer who's looking to, you know, be presented with a series of challenges to really dig in deep, there's a lot of stuff there.
Now, you yourself and the rest of the guys on the team, I'm going to assume you guys are comic book fans.
Sure, I'm a huge comic book fan.
Tell us about your love of comic books and as far as Thor goes.
Sure, well, I've been reading comics for years. I wish I read more of them. I should have afforded it. But I'm a big fan. You know, I was Thor on the Avengers. I was very familiar familiar with him from that. I wasn't as familiar with Thor by himself until I started on this, and then I just got all the old Kirby stuff and just started, you know, churning through it. So, yeah, look, as a comic book fan, as someone who loves video games, it was very important to me personally, and I think to Liquid as a whole, that a comic book fan feels that Thor got represented well. That it isn't just, hey, it's another game and it looks like Thor. No, no, no. This is, plays like Thor. He looks like Thor. He acts like Thor. This is the play the comic experience that I really wanted. That's something that I thought was really important. I think we accomplished that.
Okay, well, I guess I'll let you give one final kind of, I want to say please.
I got to tell people?
No, you know, tell us what you, what I haven't asked you. Tell us what you want to say about this game.
Sure. Well, I mean, I guess the main thing to say is, you know, Thor is a compelling, interesting, fun action game, regardless of the license. I know a lot of people have a lot of stigma against comic games and movie games. If you do, jump. We got a lot of stuff here for you guys. The gameplay's tight. There's a lot of variety. The controls are really good. I think you're going to be pretty pleased. If you are a comic fan or a movie fan, you know you're not that familiar with Thor, come check us out. We've got the dev for the hardcore gamer. But if you're more casual, you're just not that big into action games, the game's not that complicated to pick up. Hard to master, maybe, but you'll definitely be able to have a good time with it really easily.